whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Across the country, every segment in society has become affected by the conditions of the job market. It seems every type of employment area or career specialty has suffered. From sales associates to upper levels of management, from Sears to Sacramento, from mini malls to high rises, empty storefronts and empty floors. Employers have cut back hours. Schools and government have required furlough days. Companies have fewer workers, and those remaining have to work longer hours. For new employment, people have to become more aggressive. The job market is now more competitive. One- or two-page resumes or a curriculum vitae have to have something special to stand out. Today's gospel is a curriculum vitae for Jesus Christ. It is all there. Outstanding credentials for what was to come. Lamb of God, Son of God, Rabbi, Messiah. And at the River Jordan, God, the Creator of all, numero uno, Heavenly Father, the great I Am, presented the ultimate selling point for his resume. This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased. God knew what humanity needed and spoke it. John the Baptist heard the message and declared it. Jesus was the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world, our collective brokenness. This was a deliberate metaphor that absolutely stood out on the resume of Jesus Christ. The startling image of the Messiah as a lamb rejected the earlier biblical images of a royal majesty. God chose this metaphor. God chose through Jesus to not play the role of an all-powerful military leader, a savior from Roman occupation, but became the sacrificial Passover lamb, the savior offered on the cross through love. God chose through Jesus to become one of us for the sake of the whole world. Right on the first pages of this gospel resume, the true nature of Jesus is revealed, his credentials presented. The gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke unravel the identity of Jesus gradually. The Gospel of John immediately focuses on the person of Jesus Christ. What is your belief in Jesus? Jesus stepped out of the River Jordan right into his calling. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John believed what he heard and was excited. Look, here is the Lamb of God. This is the Son of God. This is the one we've been waiting for. The word picture that John painted of Jesus turned heads. There was a catchy commercial phrase in the 1970s and 80s. When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. This television commercial involved a young professional remarking at a dinner party that his broker was E.F. Hutton, which caused the moderately loud party to stop all conversation to listen to him. So when John, called Jesus, the Lamb of God and Son of God, those around him stopped in their tracks and looked at Jesus and listened. When you hear the name of Jesus, do you stop and listen? There seems to be no catchy commercial soundbite that keeps the name and life of Jesus in the forefront. Now, Capital One airs several television commercials of what's in your wallet. One shows a rampaging group of Vikings, or is it Visigoths or Huns, who represent high rates and fees on rival credit cards, pushing their way through 21st century high-end stores. They stop dead in their tracks at the sight of a consumer pulling out a Capital One credit card. When John's disciples heard John's description of Jesus, they left him and followed Jesus. Here he was, the Lamb of God, Son of God, Teacher, the Anointed One. But what do these titles mean? By the end of the first century, when this gospel was written, these titles meant everything to the early Christians. They had come to experience Jesus as the answer to their prayers. Jesus was a light in their darkness. Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. We hear the Gospels read week after week, year after year. What is sinking in for you? There is more to it than showing up on a Sunday morning. Each of us has to listen and pay attention. Think about the scripture readings, pray about them, talk about them, and live them. The true nature of Jesus is being revealed to us. If you think of today's gospel as a curriculum vitae or resume for Jesus, would you hire Jesus as your Savior? Would you do whatever you could to hire him? Investing in Jesus does change everything. Tomorrow we celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who invested all that he had in proclaiming the gospel message of justice based on the teachings of Jesus. That investment cost him his life, but the dividends have had eternal value. In the reading from Isaiah, the prophet announces, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant. I will give you as a light to the nations." In the letter to the Corinthians, God is faithful. By him, you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Dr. King responded as the followers of John had done and left safety behind and followed Jesus. And when they spent time with Jesus, they were convinced. Martin Luther King Jr. preached of a dream that spoke of a racial equality and freedom for all. When Andrew left John and met Jesus, he went to his brother and said, "We have found the Messiah." Jesus said yes to his sonship in God, but there was no manual on how to be the Messiah. He lived out the demands of love, and that revealed the way. When you say yes to parenthood, and yes, there are books on parenting that do give advice, but living out the demands of love as how you become a parent. The Bible is our guide, but living our faith and the demands of love make us the light that God needs us to be. Jesus does have quite a resume. Son of God, Messiah, who gave his life that we may have life to the full, to live a God with us life, to live our lives not just for ourselves, but for others as he did. So what does your Christian resume look like? The world needs you. Does your resume include that since Jesus has no body, he is using yours? No eyes now, he is using yours to look out with compassion. He is using your feet through which he is to do good. Jesus is using your hands to bless others. It literally takes time for a life of work to become a part of a resume. What stands out on your Christian resume? Does it include the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. For hire, Jesus. Address, everywhere. Date of birth, you know the day. Place of birth, Bethlehem. Citizenship, all. Visa status, current. Work history, Savior. Training, Lamb of God, Son of God, Rabbi, Messiah. Education, Scripture and God. Publications, the Bible. Interests, you. So what is in your wallet? What is in your purse? What is in your house? What is in your life? Is there proof that you are truly a Christian? John testified that Jesus was the Son of God. Are you willing to testify that you have found the Messiah? We at St. Francis are followers of Jesus Christ, and we will show the way. Amen.